The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby.
It is Israel Mukwamu season, boys. Just you wait. Let's talk about it here in Below the Belt, which is sponsored by D&M Leasing. You can check them out at dmautoleasing.com. We will be in Oxnard, California on Monday. We'll actually be there Sunday. But the station is out there right now. KNC Masterpiece is out there stealing all of RJ Choppy's favorite interviews. Brian Broaddus is out there the entire time. He'll be joining us in this same segment tomorrow to recap practice, take a look at different things. Nick Eatman coming up at 9:20. So Bucky Brooks had a list out on NFL.com that was the 2025 all breakout team. So he was looking at just different players that he thinks are good bets to break out this season. So 11 on offense, 11 on defense. No Cowboys on the list. Some names that might interest Cowboys fans because it's like, oh, Tyrone Tracy, the Giants running back, or oh, there's somebody from the Eagles over here, a guy like this that they targeted. But no Cowboys ultimately made the list. And I wasn't thinking that they deserve to. I wasn't thinking there was anybody that's a big breakout candidate for the Cowboys that makes a lot of sense that would resonate on there. But it did make me start thinking about who could fit. Who on within the context of the Cowboys is somebody that could be a breakout candidate. So I'm going to go over some of those names here and just then kind of get some feedback from you guys on the idea of how important or how critical it would be for the success of the team if this player clicked. And so the number one on this list that I think is a strong possibility for a breakout, not just a candidate because they haven't yet, but a strong possibility for this is Tyler Guyton. I really do think you're hearing a lot of positive things about Guyton in terms of his work ethic this offseason, a lot of positive things about how he's changed his diet, how he's focused on muscle mass, the different things that he's studied. He's apparently gotten in Tyron Smith's ear a little bit.
Uh-oh.
What?
Someone just got carted to the locker room with a lower leg injury.
With Dallas?
NFC East.
Oh, NFC East.
No, they don't practice right now.
ESPN. That's what I was saying.
6:45 in the morning.
That's what I was saying.
I'm sorry, AFC East.
AFC East.
New quarterback.
Oh, Justin Fields?
Oh, gee.
Justin Fields carted to locker room. Now, look, yesterday Pickens went down, and people thought his season was done. It was just a cramp. Who knows? But that is the breaking news out of New York right now. Who's their backup?
Who is it?
Because they were just giving the job to him.
Yeah.
It was because it was it wasn't another veteran. It's Tyrod Taylor.
Okay.
So
I mean, Tyrod is serviceable.
Sure, but I mean, it's not like I'm.
That's not what they were looking for.
By the way, Tyler Smith was apparently spending a good amount of instruction time with Tyler Booker after practice. So there you go with Tyler doing their things after practice.
By the way, after we run through a little bit of these players who could break out, we are going to have discussion about the disgusting alternate uniforms that the Packers just unveiled. So Tyler Guyton to me is the one that I think not only has an opportunity to break out just because of where he was last year, but the encouraging signs that we've seen this year during the offseason program.
You see what the Packers unveil with revenue sharing?
No.
$480 million?
$432 million in revenue sharing. $432. That's what they got. Yes. A year after national revenue topped $400 million per team. So go and add that all up together. The league shared more than $13 billion in revenue from the previous fiscal year. $13 billion.
Well, it looks like they spent $4.32 on these uniforms that they have. They are disgusting, and you'll see why here in a sec. Guyton, to me, is the one, though, that I think he's going to have a good year. I don't think he's going to be Pro Bowl level, but I do think we're like building towards a trajectory where he has a lot of success, and ultimately, I think by contract's end, he's going to be a Pro Bowl level player. And obviously, if there's one player you could pick to say they click and they break out, it would be Guyton, wouldn't it?
Of the whole team?
Of breakout guys. Not that they have a great season, but of a guy who didn't perform necessarily great last year, like an ability to just kind of step up. Guyton makes the most sense,
yes.
I would think.
Yes, he does.
The other one on this list that I have is one of his offensive linemates, and that's Cooper Beebe. Cooper Beebe didn't struggle to the extent that Tyler Guyton did. I also don't think the ceiling's there that it is with Guyton, but that's somebody who they feel like second year working as the center, getting those snaps, not having to snap the ball to his mom during offseason work, and that was all the stuff he had got. Cooper Beebe's one who I think you're getting a really stable presence there. And there's a lot of people who think that he's going to kind of grow into this role of just like kind of the heart and soul positive center, literally, of that offensive line. And I think he's going to have a good year. Next on this list, let's talk about two veteran players they acquired on the defensive side of the ball. First one is Kyir Elam. Now, this is not necessarily that they're going to break out. This is just, I think if there were odds to put on them, he would be one of the guys that would be worth watching, because all of the feedback you got from Buffalo was that this is not a work ethic problem. He works really hard. He's clearly got all the athletic ability in the world. He's shown up in these, you know, training camps, different things like that. So really,
picked off Dak yesterday.
Yeah, this is kind of going to be the answer of just, did you need a change of scenery? That's really the only thing left. If you already are a hard study, you're a really good student, you're super athletic, and then the change of scenery doesn't click anything into place, you're probably just, you don't have the instincts to play the game, is probably what it is. So this is kind of going to be a make or break thing where, and so far the returns have been positive, but I think Kyir Elam is going to be a guy who is likely starting week one because of just some of their corner depth problems right now, and will have an opportunity to break out. The other one on this list is Peyton Turner. And Peyton Turner was a guy who, when you watch the film, he didn't play bad in New Orleans. He was hurt all the time. So really, the question with him is just going to be, can he stay healthy? If he can maintain his health, if he can keep that up, then he's somebody who can contribute big time, especially in the run game. He's got some pass rush tools, but really where I think he can be really good is in the run game, as long as he stays healthy, doesn't have any of the injury issues that really plagued him in a bad way while he was in New Orleans. But I mean, that's somebody, like, if we were to get Peyton Turner in Oxnard, I think he'd be high on the list of y'all's favorite interviews that we do, because he's super, super smart, super engaging. It's been a bummer. I knew him leading up to the draft process because he'd gone to Houston, and it's been a bummer that he hasn't been able to reach where he wanted to be.
What happened?
Something happened in my head, but it went super loud.
Your knee hit the headphone volume?
I think it was the armrest of the chair hit the headphone volume, and it got super loud, and it just scared the hell out of me. I thought I had died.
Holland did that to me one time. He was standing over here, and he thought he had bumped mine, and he was telling me, do you need me to turn up? And I was like, no, I'm fine. But he took that to mean like, yeah, go ahead. And he cranked it up, and my ears were ringing for like 3 hours.
Aiden, get that slow-mo on replay. By the way, Ryan is watching in Texas.
Yes, he is. He was doing that yesterday, too.
Great. Ryan Couture?
Couture.
By the way, they're saying that Fields got carted and then limped off under his own power. So
Ball pierce.
Take that for whatever it's
worth. Stop it.
So the last one on this list of breakout players for the Cowboys or best breakout candidates is Israel Mukwamu. Israel Mukwamu just has not gotten a lot of opportunity here, but that's somebody who in practices over the years has played good football. He stuck to CeeDee Lamb a couple training camp practices a few years ago when he was asked to play some corner. He can play outside corner. He's done some nickel before. He's done some of that in these practices. He's somebody who plays safety, and that versatility kind of just to do anything in the secondary is something Matt Eberflus loves and something that he typically finds a real use and purpose for. So if this was the same coaching staff, I might not have Mukwamu on this list. But the fact that it is the new staff and it's one that really values that kind of skill set, I think Mukwamu is going to get a lot more playing time this year and is going to be somebody that ultimately will do a lot with it. In fact, if you're going to tell me who I think of these five, or ask me who of these five I think is most capable of breaking out, I think it's Mukwamu.
Wow.
Because that's somebody who I don't think he's played
more
poorly.
More capable than Guyton?
Just because Guyton's still got a learning curve. I think Guyton's got more talent. I just think, I don't think there's anything necessarily holding Mukwamu back other than just being out there. That would be the only thing. All right, the Green Bay Packers have unveiled their throwback uniforms, which they're always ugly. I get it, whatever.
When they started, they didn't even have like the ability to make colors.
So I need to know if you guys think this is... There's going to be one or two responses. You guys are going to think this is the coolest helmet in sports, or you're going to think it is the absolute worst. They have decided to pay homage to their leatherhead roots, and they have spray painted it to look like it's a leather helmet.
Oh, I like that.
No.
Yeah.
You didn't want to send it to Aiden for the fan cam?
Because it just popped up in the middle of it. I didn't have time.
Oh. I don't know yet. I'm seeing it. There's a lot of lighting that's throwing me off right now. It's either the light on the helmet or the light in the studio.
It's weird, though, right? It's this, like, It's just weird to me, like spray paint cool a 3D image.
It'll be cool if they're able to replicate it.
I think didn't the college
and
team
for them
do
too?
This? Yeah, didn't the college team do this? Like, was it Navy or Army or Notre Dame? Somebody did a leather helmet fake recently. I thought it was pretty cool.
I don't remember if anybody had done that. Like that. That just looks tacky to me.
Aiden, what do you think? You're the Packer fan. Thumbs up. Thumbs down. Really dark in there. I can't see.
Double thumbs up.
Double thumbs up. Thumbs
well,
up.
He checks his friend's location 5 times a day. I wouldn't trust his thoughts on much of anything. That's just me. All right. Really quickly as we wrap up here, we played this earlier in the show back in the 6 o'clock hour, but I still think it was valuable to hear because I thought yesterday CeeDee Lamb gave the best answer about George Pickens that anybody has yet. Pickens and Lamb both had big days of practice yesterday, but Lamb specifically during training camp, a lot of the guys, they would get asked, hey, what do you think about George Pickens? They'd be like, oh, I think he's great, or oh, he does this or that. This was the first really in-depth discussion of who Pickens is as a person and where they feel like somebody's gone so wrong. So this is CeeDee Lamb talking about where everybody's missed on George Pickens.
He has all the intangibles. He's a great receiver. He's a great person. He's everything that the people say he isn't, and I feel like he don't get enough credit for being who he is. But you never know the type of situation that people are going through. So just being so quick to put a narrative on something that you don't really fully explain, like understand yet, I feel like just kind of jumping a gun. But as for GP, man, he's a hard worker. He wants to be great. He's wanting to learn, and I love that the most about him because I'm the same way. Like, if there's anything that you see in my game that I feel like I need to work on, let me know, and I'll think about it. I'll have it in the back of my head, and as I'm watching this film and we go over it together, I have that in my mind, and he's the same way. He's not as crazy as he seems to be, literally. Like, I seen what y'all seen on film. Like, I trust me. I know what it looks like, but if you talk to this man and have a decent conversation, I guarantee you'll understand that this man is kind of harder. When we get on the field, it's a different beast. I expect him to be an animal, but like when we have an on and off button, everybody on this field does. On any field, honestly, man, when you're passionate about something, you don't really care what the narrative is around you. Like, you know how much effort you've given into this game, and we do this, we've done it our whole lives. This is all we know. So like when you're upset, it's probably for a reason.
I think it's a really powerful way to state it, to say he's everything people say he isn't.
They're putting a lot, like they're vouching for him. Dak and Lamb are vouching for him a lot really early. You know, yeah. My wife would accuse me of this. She's like, you're naive. You just believe in that this person is, I mean, you guys, you know, tried to question me liking Reetma. And I was like, no, I think he's, you know, my early intuition's good.
Yeah, loud. A little loud.
Good kid.
Were you right?
Yeah, I think I was. I like kid, him personally. He needs to tone it down a little bit on the air for Dallas
Cowboys.
B-Lo, B-Bell, right here, and same for Bobby. You know,
yes, Bobby is a bad guy though. No, I'm kidding.
I'm a bad guy. I'm super talented though. Really
super
smart,
talented. I would, humble. He's gonna end a career. Or two.
Yeah, super humble, like you say.
Below the belt every day on the home of the Cowboys here on DFW Sports Station. Nick Eatman from Oxnard at 9:20. But Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone is going to love RJ Choppy's Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers next.